Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. When you go on to buy something, you might have noticed that there's another option there besides PayPal and the traditional charge cards. There's an option called Afterpay. And Afterpay allows you to pay for an item in installments, four equal installments over time, without paying any interest. And this would apply to anything on the website. So what's behind it? Turns out this is an Australian company, so we have called up James Ayers, who writes about it for the Australian Financial Review in Sydney. So what is the attraction of this? What makes this so appealing to so many people? Because it seems to be spreading pretty quickly around the country here.
It is spreading very quickly, and I've been following the company for a couple of years now. It's now broadening its horizon into other areas of retail and shopping. But at its heart, it was able to attract female shoppers who were really able to use the service to buy shoes or a dress, something that might be a little bit outside the normal weekly spending. But they're able to spread that payment over 4 to 6 weeks and not pay any interest, as you said. And what is different about the business model is that they've shifted the cost of providing the payment service across to the retailers. Now, retailers have always paid interchange fees for credit cards. Afterpay, though, charges the retailer a much larger fee. In Australia, it averages around 4% of the costs of goods sold. Now, why would they want to pay?
Right. What's the advantage for the retailer? Because the credit cards are sort of the same deal, right? And cheaper to the retailer. So why would they want to take advantage of this service?
Well, look, it's a good question. And at the moment, many are willing to pay that amount. Part of it is a sort of a fear of missing out. Once the retailers know that the retailer next door is starting to offer this service, then they've had to offer it as well. Effectively, the retailers have been saying to us that it has been genuinely customer-led. They've had customers coming back through their feedback channels in their stores saying, why aren't you offering Afterpay? We want to pay with Afterpay. But you've also have Afterpay creating a, you know platform economics very well, your listeners in Seattle with Amazon and the US giant technology companies that have created platform retailing models around the world. Afterpay's got a group of millennial customers that are coming to its app in order to determine where to shop.
So this is a way that, so in other words, this might be a whole market that some retailers haven't been able to crack because it involves millennials who may not want credit cards at all and wouldn't buy the merchandise unless they had a deal like this, which didn't charge them any interest.
A bit of both. It appears that the millennials don't like credit cards as much as older generations do. We've looked at the credit card data, and it is on the wane in Australia for younger cohorts, and debit cards on the way up. Now, 85% of Afterpay accounts in Australia are linked to the debit card. So from the retailer's perspective, if those additional sales that they otherwise wouldn't be able to achieve are being driven to them, then perhaps they're, look, at least for the moment, willing to pay the 4% fee.
Mm. Now, we haven't talked about the stick. We've talked about the carrot. What is the stick if you don't pay?
If you don't pay, you're hit with a late fee. Now, the fee, I think, is a $10 flat fee if you're late, and then another of $7 every week. It's capped at 25% of the cost of the goods. Now, Afterpay needed to introduce caps relatively recently after there was some regulatory backlash. And this is sort of an ongoing issue in Australia, that there was a sense that some vulnerable customers, those that might not necessarily be able to receive credit from a bank or be able to get a credit card, were able to quite quickly and easily onboard to the service and spend beyond their means.
Was this turning into like another form of payday lending?
There were concerns that it might be some sort of version of that. And there are plenty of skeptical analysts in the Australian market suggesting that it is that it is some form of predatory lending, and that they're targeting people who can't afford to repay. So what has happened is two things. Afterpay's had to do some self-regulation, and it's also having to consider how much checking it does of the customer. It only takes a couple of minutes to get onto the app, and you've got $100 or $200 to spend. Unlike a credit card where you can build up quite a large debt and revolve that debt and continue to spend and let that debt get bigger and bigger and bigger and just pay off the interest payment and continue to use the card up to the limit. Afterpay will only let you use the service while you're up to date with all your payments. So if you can't use the service to do anything more, you're fettered from the app and you won't be let back on until you're on time at all. So they say that limits the potential for people to spiral into some kind of debt trap.
I see. Well, that sounds fair. The penalty is we kick you off the service. You abused it, so we kick you off. We don't take your house. We don't take your car. But you can't That's use right. the service anymore. Well, that's the story behind Afterpay, a new way to pay for stuff. And so now when you see that pop up on your website, you'll know what it's about. James Ayers reports for the Australian Financial Review in Sydney. James, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.